Okay, please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, sir. Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Daniel Correa, 30847.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on March 29, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, or you're representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the video conference screen, I'll begin with me, because I am the individual sitting closest to you. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. To my right is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. And on the other side of the bench is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
All right.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Correa and Mr. Resby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
I do.
Mr. Correa, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, I do, sir.
Thank you. I'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a Camilla Razor Company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number two, is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer, failing to report to the Tucson Parole Office for a face-to-face contact visit on or about January 23rd, 2018, as directed on December 19, 2017. Mr. Correa, is this true or false?
It's true.
Oh, and I'm sorry, I forgot to add, your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Again, is this true or false?
That's also true.
Thank you. And allegation number two, violation of condition number seven, is demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about December 26, 2017, for the task individual testing compliance summary dated January 26, 2018. Mr. Correa, is this true or false?
That's also true.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Correa's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Seconded.
Agree.
Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Correa, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. During this phase, the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Resby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Mr. Resby.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
On December 8, 2017, Mr. Corella was released from DOC. He was arrested March 11, 2018 by Tucson PD on numerous misdemeanor charges of possession of drug paraphernalia, false reporting to law enforcement, and obstruction. He was back in DOC custody March 12, 2018, with an adjusted COCD of May 26, 2018, 47 abscondings. Current conviction, 2016, aggravated robbery, 2.5 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term at DOC. CUIR score 4-4, mental health score 3, substance abuse score is not listed. He has no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are significant with threats, violence, and disorderly conduct noted. Other arrests, 2010, criminal trespass first degree, Arizona, adjudicated delinquent. 2011, disorderly conduct, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2012, assault, Arizona, juvenile probation. And several other arrests that were for assaults, but no charges were filed or they were dismissed. His community risk score is a G1B3.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Correa. We're going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside at 8400 West Green, Kingfisher, Tucson, Arizona. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Is that where you lived the entire time that you were outside of prison?
Yes.
Do you have any notes that you were employed? Were you able to work at all?
When I got released from prison, in less than 24 hours, I was already working for my father, Highway Technology Barber, over there on 29th.
Well, we commend you for being gainful. That's always a good sign to see people working when they're released from the Department of Corrections. We have very little programming notes. It looks like on December 26, 2017, you failed to submit. So I will ask you directly, did you have any ongoing issues with drug use?
No, I didn't.
You were missing from community supervision for 47 days. What were you doing during that time, sir?
Well, the reason why I left, I haven't went to my parole officer because I had an issue between me and my father because he was trying to keep me at the house. And I was working 10-hour shift every day, Monday through Friday. And then he told me that we could go to Pine Top, so I let my parole officer, so we went to Pine Top, and my parole officer approved it, which I ended up telling my dad I don't want to go to Pine Top anymore. Now I'd rather spend my Christmas over here in Tucson. So he ended up going to Pine Top. I ended up staying at this female's house, this girl I've seen. And when he came back, he told me, hey, you know, it's not going to work out that way. It's better off if you just come to work, from work, come to straight to the house. And I told him to work. I ended up doing 2.5 years. And I needed to get out of my life, like do my own little thing. And he told me, well, you can stay over there. And I told him, all right. So I ended up going to the female's house, and I was going to change the address. And then me and the female started getting into it, because I was going to bring people around. And then one time I ended up going out to get a haircut, and before coming back home, I ended up texting her saying that if it's all right, or I'm on my way home. And she ended up telling me that the marshals came by looking for me, that they showed her my prison picture, that they're not going to come back. So I ended up reacting, I ended up getting nervous and just disappeared.
Okay, sir. So you may have said this already, but before that happened, why did you decide to break off contact with your parole officer?
Because I'm afraid to come back to prison.
Okay.
I was afraid, and I just reacted. I was young. Like, I didn't know what to do. I was trying to at least stay out there until my 21st birthday.
You were arrested by the Tucson Police Department, probably for your absconder warrant. So what were you doing that made TPD make contact with you?
Well, I was at a park with a friend and everything, and it was all messed up and everything. When the cop came by, I took everything, and I got arrested for that. And I tried to give him a fake name, because I wasn't trying to go back to prison. And then they gave my real name, and I just didn't give myself up.
Okay, Mr. Correa. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Correa, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you'd like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel you need to share?
I just want to ask for another chance. I got like 33 days left, but the earliest I can get out, hopefully if I can get out earlier, it'll be better off. I appreciate it, I understand what I did, I confess everything that I did, and I hope you guys will, you got to give another chance, even though I'm young, even though I've already got that much time. I'm trying to go back out there, there's people out there, she prayed for my baby, so I'm out there trying to go back to work, try to pay bills. If you guys want to send me the staff right, I don't know if staff right, or anything you guys want me to do. But I want to do the 3 months of parole again, I'll do my 3 months of parole again. Just work with me and I'll work back. That's all I really want to say. Thank you guys for hearing me out, I appreciate it, and have a good day.
Thank you, Mr. Correa. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board talking amongst itself before we come to our individual votes under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I certainly heard what Mr. Correa has to say. I recognize that he is very young. I would hope that he is ending his involvement with the criminal justice system and corrections, and that he's learned some powerful lessons. Unfortunately, I cannot abide by almost anybody on parole absconding from supervision, as I find it a fundamental violation of the spirit of community supervision. His parole officer was there to help him in his transition back to the community. He had work, and it's unfortunate that Mr. Correa made the decisions that he did. I know he would like to be returned to community supervision, but with so few days left, I think this time might be best spent with him just putting together a plan for his return to the community. Sounds like he has a loved one waiting for him, and he has family. And I would like to certainly make it an encouraging statement. It's just a little over a month left. It's a matter of days, so that's where I'll begin the discussion. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and see where the votes land, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018W0510, our discussion with Mr. Correa, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Correa was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal leisure company, inasmuch that he absconded for 47 days in which we could not monitor his activity, and that he failed to provide a urine specimen, not allowing us to monitor if he was staying clean out in the street, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
I'm sorry, seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, reaffirmed by Dr. Wright and Mr. Neal. Mr. Correa, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about May 26, 2018. I think you're well aware that that's 33 days away. Mr. Correa, that's 33 days, not 33 months. So just please take advantage of these last days. Put together a plan for your return to the community. We hope to never see you again in the criminal justice system or in Orange. We want you to succeed out there. It sounds like you have work waiting for you and a loved one outside the prison system. So please learn from this lesson and move on. We appreciate you being so pleasant with the board today. Thank you for appearing before the board. Those days are calculated by DOC time management, and somewhere in your abscond time, I know there's a recalculation as to how many days you owe. If you have any questions, please take it up with your CO3 because it is a Department of Corrections time calculation issue. Thank you, sir.
All right.
That's it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.